Saw school buses this week, Craig. You know that means.
Oh yeah, some are going back today.
School in the at the local Walmart, the school supply section looked like it had been hit by a hurricane. There was
last minute grab bag.
Oh, there's a lot of things going on there. Well, maybe to help us get things organized and some good tips for back to school is Melissa Gerstein, co-founder of lifestyle brand The Moms, to give us some mom certified tips for back to school success. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good. How are you dealing with the back to school these days?
Well, we're gearing up slowly here on the East Coast. We are not back to school till after Labor Day, but I can tell you, I was in the Midwest this summer, and they have been back to school since early August.
Yeah, well, we won't comment on that. I guess maybe there's some extra breaks later on, but obviously you got to get back to school and get things, I guess, organized. What's the way to get things organized or even back to a routine?
Well, that's hard, but planning ahead is really key to staying healthy and on track for back-to-school routines. And I've teamed up with some great companies to help this fall. So I have to tell you, with busy schedules, I think always making sure you have nutritious snacks on hand is key. I do this for my kids because you never know when their little tummies are going to get hungry. And Treetop applesauce pouches make it really easy on the go. They have this easy squeeze in a little extra fruit on the go. They're also mess free. They're made with 100% real fruit. So I feel good. Parents can feel good about the choices that they're making, and my kids love the taste too. So that's my very first choice for back to school organization and snacks. But with eating on the go and kids back in classrooms, plenty of germs and messes happen. So wet ones, antibacterial hand wipes. Clean sticky and dirty hands when you can't get to a bathroom or when soap and water aren't available. And they have great travel packs. I stick them in my purse. I stick them in my backpacks, the kids' backpacks. And they kill 99% of germs, which is great.
Well, especially great when they get back to school, because they're meeting all their other friends who have all the other germs. And, you know, it travels from one household to the other. So anything you can do to keep it at bay is probably a good idea, I guess.
Yes, but sometimes just unavoidable, as you know.
That's true. That's exactly right. We're talking to Melissa Gerstein, of the Moms. Let's talk, I guess, some other things that you have that you want to get people.
I want to share other things with you. Yeah, well, you know, I think it's important for kids to have fun experiences outside of school. And I had amazing experiences as a kid when I was a Girl Scout. I'm really excited for my girls to have the same experiences. There are so many fun activities. And, you know, new data shows at least 90% of parents say their daughter is more confident, has more friends, and is happier because they joined the Girl Scouts. I was really pleased to hear that. So you can sign up at girlscouts.org/join. It's super easy. I promise your daughters will really thank you in the end. And then as the day winds down, you got to establish a good bedtime routine with your kids. That's really important. They love to snuggle up with you at the end of the day. And the new Bedtime for Sarah Sullivan app, based on the award-winning book, is now available on Google Play for Android and coming soon to iOS. It offers a new twist on traditional bedtime stories, and it has a great interactive features, lots of features, actually, that will make bedtime fun, and it encourages imagination. So bedtime routines are really important. And I know it can get very stressful, and you can get really hectic with back to school and the kids running here and there. So stay organized. What I mean by that is pack lunches the night before. Keep your calendar updated. But you know what? Sometimes things can get out of control. Like, for example, when you get a call from the school nurse, it's happened to me. They call and say, your kids have lice. And you go, for a minute. But trust me, because I know I've been through it. Instead of stressing, try Vamoose Lice Treatment. It's my go-to because it's quick, it's easy, it kills 100% of those little buggers, the lice and the eggs gone with one 15-minute mousse application, and it's pesticide-free and non-toxic, which is good for kids. So check out Vamoose. But for all of these tips today, you can go to my site, themoms.com. Stay organized, pack those snacks, have the wet ones on hand, join the Girl Scouts, and have bedtime routines in place.
Sounds like a good idea. I just want to know, who are the moms? Who are they?
Oh, my goodness. What do you mean?
I mean, is it just you? Do you have other moms?
No,
is it every mom in the
no.
entire universe?
Yes.
Do you all have eyes on the back?
No. Themoms.com is Denise Albert, my business partner, and myself.
Uh-huh.
But we are a multi-platform brand based in New York, and we do several things. I have a SiriusXM national radio show called The Moms on the Stars channel every Monday. I host very large town hall events called Mamarazzi, where we aggregate mom bloggers and moms and media around a celebrity and what they're promoting. So my company's in partnership with all the film studios. And we do a Monday Mom segment on TV with Channel 11, PIX Tribune here in New York. And we do satellite media tours and talk to you guys on the radio about great tips. And we do all kinds of good stuff.
Wow,
we're empowering moms.
That is wonderful, Melissa. We appreciate your time. Do you have, by the way, do you have eyes on the back of your head? I'm just wondering.
I have eyes everywhere, baby.
That's very good. All right. Again, if people want to find out more, where's a good place to get all the details of what you've talked about today?
Sure, themoms.com.
Sounds good, Melissa. Thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Melissa Gerstein here this morning with the Moms.